Wes Fessler once said, "Cooperation is the redeeming ability of man to be better than himself." Keep this in mind as we discuss today the Indonesian president's trip to China upon the invitation by President Xi. And what does it mean for the global geopolitical and economic landscape? My name is Dr. David Waralu.
My name is Dr. Ross Stewart.
And you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict.
China and Indonesia have agreed to enhance bilateral trade and further expand cooperation.
This is just in that Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks with visiting Indonesian counterpart Joko Widodo in Beijing.
We knew that trade and infrastructure were going to be on the top of the priority.
Japanese Prime Minister says his country will participate for the first time in military exercises in Indonesia next month.
This is a really significant event. This is the first face-to-face invitation that President Xi has made, and he did it to the President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo. As a matter of fact, they're meeting he's in Beijing right now, visiting. And this is quite a remarkable trip, don't you think?
Well, it is, because it has so many messages in it.
Oh, yeah.
There is a geopolitical message, there's an economic message, there is a regional security message, because Indonesia is no small matter. So we all know this. As a matter of fact, a year ago, Ross, when we did a video, and I remember it, when we mentioned it, that is Indonesia about to dump the U.S. for China? So, because it's reality. Indonesia seeing where the trends are headed. But there are also other reasons to all that. One of them, for example, is that Indonesia is holding the presidency of the G20 for this year. So it's going to be in November. Of course, Indonesia wants to make sure that it mend the relations with any party that is sort of having some conflicts regarding the Ukraine crisis.
Oh, boy.
That's one. But we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on what it means, what the trip means for Indonesia vis-a-vis China. Because the president is going also, president of Indonesia, that is, after China, he's going to Japan and he's going to South Korea.
You know, a number of things that are surprising about Indonesia. Mm-hmm. One is how big the population is. This is a major country, 278 million people. And something that they're well known for is they've taken on a significant role that they consider themselves peacemakers. Neutrality wherever they go. 1 million friends and no enemies is the country's motto.
Wow.
And they've intervened with Russia and the Ukraine. They've intervened in other places in the world.
Yeah.
And they really seem dedicated to making this happen. They're going to walk some fine line with this deal with China.
Oh, I'm sure, given that China is the third largest investor with a total investment of about $2.1 billion in China. That was in Indonesia. That was about a year ago. So I'm sure that investment has grown. It's just the trade between Indonesia and China is no small. And this is one of the reasons why Indonesia wants to make sure that is in a fine line, because guess who is Indonesia as we speak? Is the Joint Chief of Staff, General Mike Milley. And the reason he's there, it's because there's an upcoming naval exercises that's going to be near on Indonesia that will include the U.S., U.K., Canada, Japan, and Australia.
What a surprise.
So, you can just see why there's this concern as to all of a sudden the West is like, okay, is Indonesia pivoting towards China? Well, Indonesia has always had a good relationship with China to begin with. And given its membership in ASEAN,
yeah,
you can just see, like you mentioned earlier, they've always had to be neutral when it comes down to certain global issues.
You know, it's interesting that they're going to do this military mm-hmm. practice, if you will,
mm-hmm.
in that, you know, the total investment of China in Indonesia over many years is about $25 billion.
Mm.
And the U.S. has, and that's been largely economic projects, infrastructure, and investment in business. The United States has invested $20 billion and it's mostly been for weapons and national defense.
You're right.
And who benefits from that? Well, the manufacturers of the weapons.
Yeah, it's not the citizens.
It's not we the people, I know that for sure.
Yeah, and this is where one of the significance of the trip, and given, as you mentioned at the beginning, that it was by invitation from China. Now, as a geopolitical analyst, I would have to think in terms, what are the strategic interests of China for them to go ahead and invite Indonesian president for an official visit? Because, you know, China will have to think about its own strategic interest. And the reason for that is because, given the tensions with the United States on the trade aspects, but also with the declaration of Nancy Pelosi's possible trip to Taiwan, China will want to ensure that there is no disruption to the flow of goods throughout the Indian Ocean and all the Strait of Malacca and so forth. All that, and of course, no disruption to the flow of energy. But that's been taken care of because now China is importing oil from Russia at a discounted price, and even the U.S. is selling oil to China, as we did a video on it. Shocking, but, you know, it's a smart move. They have to think, the Chinese in this case, thinking about their own strategic interest and national interest.
You know, something we laugh about a whole lot is, you mean they're actually looking out for their own best interest?
Yeah.
Shouldn't every person be doing that, not just countries?
Exactly. It's a win-win situation.
Yes. So,
and this is why it's very important to highlight this point.
There's something that the Chinese do, and I think it's largely true, although I don't have enough real information. They keep talking about every transaction, we want it to be a win-win. And it seems that they go out of their way to make that happen. And so the whole thing of the debt trap, and even some Indonesians say, well, we're afraid of Chinese debt trap. Well, where'd that come from?
When I get to the whiteboard, I will explain the amount of trade that Indonesia and China is doing, but also in comparison to other countries, and why is this important for you to know that it's a win-win situation for both of the countries. Okay, as Ross and I were discussed, it's interesting enough of the timing of the Indonesian President Joko to China at the invitation of President Xi. But again, what is the strategic, the geopolitical message into that? What is the economic message into that? What is the regional security message into that? And those are the three elements that will be worth sort of mentioning, because that's basically what constitutes this trip or what this trip is all about. You know, I'm going to focus on the economic aspects here, but I will also address the geopolitical briefly for you. So just to some key points for you to know when it comes down to China and Indonesia. So China is considered one of the largest trading partners to Indonesia for about $110 billion as of last year. That's major. It's no small matter. China is also considered the third largest investor in Indonesia for about $3.2 billion. You know, here is what's interesting about this, is that China's investments mainly in the infrastructure. There are some in the energy sectors, but mainly within the infrastructure. Given how Indonesia, which plays a major role, into the ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Of course, with an economy of $3.2 trillion, you can just see the role of Indonesia into what it all means. Then after, the interesting thing about the agenda for the Indonesian president is that after China, he plans to travel, as a matter of fact, of course, by now when you see this video, he's already returned to his country. But his itinerary includes Japan and South Korea. And I will tell you why at the end. For Japan trade with Indonesia reaches about $32 billion as of 2021, which is last year. And Japan investments in Indonesia is about $2.26 billion. It's, you know, when you compare this one to China's investment in Indonesia, short by $1 billion, which is usually nothing when it comes down to major investments, but still substantial to a degree, you know. South Korea, on the other hand, Its trade with Indonesia reached about $18.4 billion. That's how much South Korea has when it comes down to trade with Japan. You know, what's interesting about those three countries, China, Japan, and South Korea, what they all share in common is that they are the strategic partners for Indonesia. Because you notice the amount of trade that those countries conduct with Indonesia. So you can just see. And this leads me to talk about the security in the region. Why is this important for Indonesia to ensure that there is stability in the region? I mean, China is interested in stability in the region. Japan, of course, is interested in stability in the region. And also South Korea is interested in the stability in the region. And this is why it's very important to understand that while they are considered the major strategic partners, because there is not only economic investments, but also there is security arrangements among those countries. Mind you that within a few days, near Indonesian waters, it will be the US, Canada, Japan, Australia. It's going to be conducting military maneuvers in that area. So once again, you can see why the security aspect is very, very important when it comes down to understanding and putting the trip of the Indonesian president to China within the global geopolitical and economic context.
Well, it's, again, as you so clearly point out on the whiteboard, this is all about trade. This is all about win-win scenarios. This is all about what can we build together so that everyone is better off.
Yeah, and this is, to me, in my opinion, that's why the president of Indonesia replied by agreeing to the visit, to the invitation, by President Xi, but also because they are thinking in terms, the Indonesians in this case, they are thinking in terms of where the next global economic center of gravity is going to be. And it's going to be in Asia, their neighbor. So this is why he, the president of Indonesia, Joko, I believe, he's thinking in terms of the strategic interest of his country. And that's to me how every leader should think about. That's usually how it works. As always, prepare yourself for the changing global order. Till next time. Bye-bye.